You're with SBS Radio.
Ang segmentong ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Western Union.
Marami sa ating mga kababayan ang Australiano na ngayon. Ang ilan ay may sariling negosyo, ang iba naman ay namamasukan. Dahil gusto naming iparating sa inyo ang mga karanasan ng mga Pilipino-Australiano sa bansa, maghahatid kami ng mga panayam sa mga kababayan nating may iba't ibang hanap buhay. Tuwing Lunes, ihahatid namin ang mga panayam na ginawa namin sa mga kababayan nating may negosyo o namamasukan. Tatawagin natin itong kwento ng hanap buhay. Narito ang para sa araw na ito.
I am with James Parami, a financial consultant of Bedrock Consulting Group, the partner of Richie Cruz. So we're going to talk about people who are retired or retiring and what are the common mistakes that they commit before they reach the age of retirement. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon.
Okay. I'll leave it to you, which will begin with the common mistakes that people who want to retire or are retiring do make.
Okay. There's a couple of common mistakes, and I'll use the example of my mother because my mum's always the best example here. The best example, or one of the common mistakes I see a lot, is that they take advice from their friends and family. So I have a story where my mother would come up to me and say, James, you know what your tita said? She said, I can do this and this. And I'm sitting there going, Mum, look, please do not take advice from your friends and everyone else. Look, I am a financial planner. We've been doing this for a very long time. So look, I know these things. I think that's just something that's embedded in the Filipino community. You know, they trust and they talk to each other a lot. So look, I do encourage them to have a chat and talk about their retirement with each other and everything else. But then it is encouraged that once you are deciding to do something, it is best to go seek proper advice to make sure. And the reason why you do it is because if you make mistakes, it can cost you thousands of dollars.
Of course.
Okay, so we're trying to help people there. So that is probably one of the biggest common mistakes. And another common mistake I'll throw in there as well is that people have their superannuation and they know that it's money that is locked away till they're retired. Now, one of the common mistakes I see is people get to retirement, they turn 65, and they withdraw the whole balance. They withdraw the whole balance from their Australian super or their Colonial First State or something, and they put it in the bank. Okay? And I think people do that because they believe that once it's in their bank account, they can access the money. The reason why we don't do that and why it's suggested you keep the money in superannuation is superannuation, when you're retired, is tax-free. It's a tax-free environment. So if you have $100,000 sitting in a bank account, you will earn interest on it, and then you'll have to declare that interest as income in a tax return. So you may have to pay tax to the government. If you have $100,000 sitting in the bank account of a self-managed super fund, so they're both in bank accounts, but one is sitting in superannuation it does not pay any tax. You do not need to declare that to the tax man, so that $5,000 is all your money. So that they're probably the two most common things I get, okay? So I encourage lots of people that, look, if you are going to retire or you're in your retirement or thinking about retirement, definitely have a chat with a planner.
Okay, how long should a person prepare before the day of retirement itself?
The correct answer there is as soon as possible. Okay, so even someone my age and in their 30s should be thinking about their retirement. Now, obviously, that's quite strange because at my age, we've got young families, we've got children, we've got houses to pay and cars and everything else to pay. But there is one side where you say putting an extra $20 a week will compound in growth, will make a massive difference. Okay, but so on one side, to prepare for your retirement, the answer is try to start as soon as you can. Now, how late can you leave it? Ideally, I would say that, look, in your late 50s, early 60s, so at age 60, you're probably already thinking, I'm going to retire in 5 years' time. Now's the time to talk with a planner. Don't wait until you're 65 or 66 when you're eligible for the pension. Now, the reason why I say that is you're able to plan. Okay, so one of the rules the government says is that you are able to gift money to your children, for example. Okay, so let's say an example is you've got lots of money sitting in your super, okay, and you understand that when you get to retirement, the government's going to count that money in your super and they'll say, look, the amount of pension you get will be reduced, or you may get no pension from the government because your super balance is too high. What you can look at doing is gifting some of that money to your children, whether it's putting it in their bank accounts or gifting it to your grandchildren. You can do things like that. Now, you just have to be careful, because what the government says is any money you gift over $10,000 will be counted for 5 years.
From the time you give it.
From the time you give the money. So this is why I say that if you wait till age 60 and you realize, look, I'd like to put, you know, $20,000 in each of my children's accounts or something, by the time you get to age 65, okay, the government doesn't need to count it anymore. At 65, you no longer need to declare that money.
One simple question. A retiree is still working.
Yes.
How do you treat his income?
Okay, the income they receive will still be assessed and they will need to declare it. From a government age pension perspective, there are limits to how much they can earn before it affects the pension. So it is quite generous, to be honest. If you are married, the amount you can receive is, between a husband and wife, about $8,000 a year. Just under $8,000 a year per annum. So if you're earning, I think it's $7,900, if your combined income for the year comes to that amount, it will not affect the age pension. You will still get full age pension. It goes all the way to $79,000. So if you, between your husband and wife, you're earning $79,000 a year, you will still get maybe 50 cents from the government in the year. What it is for every dollar you are over the $8,000 lower cap I mentioned, for every dollar you're over, it reduces the pension you receive by 50 cents.
How much is the average pension for a married couple now?
Okay, married couples will receive, I just looked at it, but the figure is roughly about $685. I think it's $684 per fortnight per person. It comes to about $1,360 a fortnight.
Per person.
Per couple per fortnight.
Going back to that pension thing, the money that is going to be received as age pension by the couple, as you said, is $2,700.
For a couple, yes. Yes. For the full pension,
full
yes.
Full pension. Now, for a year, that will come up to about how much?
It's about $35,000 a year or something. You can't quote me on
now,
that.
Now, you can afford to lose that, okay? If you are earning $78,000, it's below the $80,000 threshold.
So, okay, let's take a step back there again. If you're earning less than $8,000 a year, that's the lower limit, you get the full $35,000, $36,000. Okay. If you're earning $79,000 in a year, remember, for every dollar you go over $8,000, it reduces that $36,000 by 50 cents.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get all the way to $79,000. You might get in a year from the government 50 cents. Okay.
But you were earning $79,000 for the
correct.
Year.
Correct. And the benefit sources. Behind it is a lot of people go, well, what's the point of getting that 50 cents
exactly,
from the government?
Exactly, yeah.
The benefit is that you will get the concession card. So you get the cheap medications, you get the free registration, free transportation. So this is where it's always best to have a chat with a financial planner to make sure that we can mold and change your situation so that you can at least get 50 cents from the government.
That's heaps of information for people who have not planned their retirement. So thank you very much, James.
Thank
it's
you.
Been very enlightening.
Thank you so much.
Ang segmentong ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Western Union.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.